everybody, and welcome to the FinOps Nexus podcast, where we're bringing you exclusive interviews, insights, and thought leadership here at the FinOps X event. Joining me is Mike Julian from the Duckbill Group. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Mike, this is your first FinOps X.
It is. I've never been here before. I'm actually really excited. I have absolutely no idea what to expect.
So opening reception tonight, hope you get a fun time, right? Those are going on. Everything kicks off tomorrow. That's why we're trying to get all these in before all the events. We don't want to pull anybody away from the event, but what are you looking forward to?
I'm honestly looking forward to meeting everyone. So when Corey Quinn, my partner, and I started Duckbill in 2019, we always felt like we were late to the game, like we were just discovering a thing and like had already passed. Turns out we were way, way, way too early. So now the community has just exploded. Like we opened a role and suddenly I had 100 applicants in 2 days. I'm like, where were you all, people? Like, so the community is way bigger than I thought it was. And it's just grown by leaps and bounds over the past year or so. So I'm looking forward to just meeting everyone.
Meeting everybody, growing with the community. That's actually what the FinOps community is all about. We have grown so big. There's so many different variations, things that you can join, meetups that are happening, connects that are going on, that no matter what, you will be able to find the information you're looking forward to, grow even better, and just learn so much.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Are there any sessions happening here at FinOps X that you're looking forward to?
You know, I'm mostly winging it. I will give one shout out to Rick Ox and his team. They're apparently doing some sort of announcement. He has not told me what it is, just said I should be there. So hopefully it'll be pretty awesome.
I heard the same thing. I'm just telling you, I heard there's something going on, an announcement. I didn't hear it from Rick, but that there'll be an announcement with some AWS, but that's all I know. So I'm very excited for it.
That's the only one that I'm actually like planning to go to. Yep. Everything else, I think I'll just pick, you know, wing it, see what happens.
Listen to people, see what they say and suggest, and definitely attend.
Right. I really find the biggest value for conferences for me is the hallway. Yep. There are conferences I've been going to for years, but I haven't set foot in sessions in also years. Yep. I go for the hallways, and I expect this event will probably be no different. But I do want to hit some of the sessions. There are a few that I saw when I was looking through it that could be pretty interesting, but honestly, I'm not really sure yet. I think I'm just going to see what happens.
The hall track is very important, especially the Starbucks track, which is right next door.
Good.
All right. So talk to me a little bit more about FinOps. What are your feelings on FinOps? You guys said you were a little early to the game. 2019, by the way, I've known you guys since then, since way back AWS days. And I didn't think of like FinOps at that time with you guys, but now it kind of makes sense.
Right. No, absolutely. So we were... When we first started and we were trying to hire people, it was like pulling teeth. No one understood what it was we were doing. It was hard to describe what we were doing. We kept describing it as like, we do efficiency, but for cost, or like we'd work on optimization problems, but with a cost angle. And now when I say like we do FinOps, everyone's like, oh, holy shit. And we have tons of people who know what we're talking about. Now I have to make distinctions about like, well, what kind of FinOps, which blows my mind that's where we're at now. So I always felt we were a little early, and it's just this whole thing has evolved, and I don't know what it is. I think it's just a lot of interest. I was describing to someone the other day that amongst engineers are always those people who love optimization problems, and we're always the weird ones. Like, we're not the bulk of the engineering community. Most people like working on features. So the people who are like, no, I want to like tune this to an inch of its life, they're the weird ones, except now there's an entire community of us. So that's pretty cool. I think just the whole thing is it's evolving so quickly that it's really hard to stay. It's really hard to keep up.
Mike, when you talked about it evolving so quickly, where do you see FinOps going in the next 6 months to even a year?
Man, that one I think is going to be... Let's talk about where it was, and I think that's going to really inform where we're going. So when we first started, it was hard to get people to care about the cost to begin with. Then people started caring. You know, we had a pandemic happen, suddenly everyone cares. Everything skyrocketed to the moon as far as cost goes. So people started caring about cost, but no one had any ways of like really thinking about it in a structured form. which I think really begat the sharp rise of FinOps. So from there, we have some structures, we have some ways of talking about things now. But I really still feel like it's a lot of theory and not a lot of practice. So when we talk to our clients, a lot of them are like, hey, we've been doing all this work, but like, we're not sure if it's right. We're not sure if this is the results we should be getting. What are other people doing? So I think where we're headed next is practice, not theory. So like, what does this actually look like to really do this at scale over a long span of time? How effective are these ideas? We just don't have enough time as a community to know that yet. So I think that's where we're headed next is like, what's actually working?
When you talk to these companies about FinOps, how do you explain the value of doing it or implementing it?
I like to tell them that reliability is an aspect of good engineering. Operability is an aspect of good engineering. Security is an aspect of good engineering. So is cost. No civil engineer is going to build a bridge without balancing all of these factors of how long should this bridge last? What kind of weight should this bridge handle? How much should the bridge cost? And cost in those in that question is not like, oh crap, it has to cost as little as possible. It's like, no, cost is what it is, but we're making intentional decisions about it. Like, we have a budget that we're going to stick to given these other parameters that we're thinking about. I don't think we're quite there yet with engineering. And I think that's something that that's really resonating with people is, hey, think about cost at the same time as all these other factors. It can't be done in isolation.
When you talk about engineering, if you think of the old methodology of a data center and engineers building out, they forecasted stuff for 5 years out, and Then they built it. And they didn't care how many VMs they deployed on this because it's already paid for. It's already allocated over time. Now you have to get engineers to understand that cost is a factor in everything they do when they deploy something in the cloud, right? So as they deploy it, it's a cost. They have to understand the instance type, the usage, the transfers, everything that happens around that. Mm-hmm. How do you educate companies that everybody takes a part in the cost or the benefits of doing this?
You know, something interesting is that 20 years ago when we were 30 years ago, let's say 30 years ago, pre-cloud at all, before this was ever even an idea, IT financial analyst was a role that existed. We were doing all this work back in data center days. We were doing all this work with mainframes. Mainframe accounting is a thing that has existed for, what, half a century now? The ideas that we have today are an evolution of things we were already doing in the past, except now we're able to get more granular, more intentional about it because the tools are better. And cloud has really, the consumption-based model of cloud has enabled us to do the same things we're already doing in data centers way, way better. So I really struggle to say, like, this isn't necessarily new ideas, but I think they're great evolutions of the idea. So how do you get engineers to say, hey, you need to care about these things that you didn't used to care about? Well, I would argue they did used to care about them, not to the degree they have to care about them now. Some concerns were not top of mind, like network transfer. You think about companies like LinkedIn, they created Kafka. I can see Kafka from a bill from orbit. Like, it sticks out. It's a great product. It's a great piece of technology, and it was built for a data center. Doesn't do so well in cloud. But that doesn't mean that the concerns of that LinkedIn had for how should we architect Kafka were wrong or that they were ignoring things. They very much cared about the compute. They cared about how many systems they needed. They cared about power. They cared about network transfer. They just weren't measuring every gigabyte. So now the problem is, how do we get more granular? And that granularity that we could get to enables quite a bit more. Like, we can lower the cost overall if we can get to the granularity.
Mike, when you talk to
people... It's very long-winded.
That's all right.
Like, I think this is actually a really important point, that it is a long-winded answer, but what we're doing today is not terribly different from what we used to do. It's just more.
I think when you look at that, though, is... you know, those who have us been around and for a long time of doing data center stuff and then transferred to the cloud, we understand that.
Right.
We know about what once was. And I don't want to say the younger generation, it makes me sound old, but those who are born in the cloud, going immediately doing that, they don't see that didn't exist. We need to educate them that it's still around there. Yeah. It's not a new, you know, new technology, new thing that we're doing. It's just a new way to an old problem.
Right.
Right. And we're talking about how to do it, and we're applying that to not only cloud, but we're also taking FinOps and starting to apply that to why can't it apply to data center and some variations.
I mean, we had cost allocation functionality in OpenStack ages ago. We had it in vSphere ages ago. It's not terribly new. It's just different, and it's a deeper level of granularity. So it's always fun when I talk to the IT financial analysts that were there 30 years ago, and it's like, hey, what do you think about this? Like, it's the same spreadsheet. It's just bigger.
Yeah, definitely bigger. Pages and pages is the longer, and the visibility is a good thing. Like the foundation, everybody's working on focus to kind of bring in a lot of those and to kind of take that visibility into a single pane. Everybody understands it and how it's going on. By the way, I think there's going to be a release of focus. I'm just saying.
Interesting.
That's what I heard. I know we're on 1.0, but we'll have to see if I'm right or not. I mean, if I'm wrong, we're recorded. I'm wrong. I'm going.
We'll hold you to it.
Yeah, right. I'll delete it from the recording. Don't worry. Mike, before I wrap things up, if I were looking to get into FinOps, like I want to understand it a little bit more, what are some places I could go to not only understand it, get training, maybe reach out and get involved into the community?
Well, John, don't you, you know, run some podcasts about this stuff?
I think so. I you know what? You're right. That might be a good place to do that. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify.
You're welcome.
That was like a perfect cue to me on that. Okay, but how about some other places for it? This is a great community, by the way. We do these awesome recordings and bring information.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so my partner Corey and I write about this stuff all the time on our blog, The Last Week in AWS. That's pretty interesting, although we go really deep into like very specific topics, so probably not a great place to go for like broad understanding. Beyond that, it's sort of hard. Like my biggest issue is all the content that I've been seeing lately is just so much about the theory, and there's not a lot of people writing about what's going on in practice. So I honestly wish I had a better answer for you. Those watching along at home, maybe we should create something.
Well, for Corey's blog, your blog that you guys do, if you do an RSS feed into your Slack, you get notified every time it comes out. I know, I get these notifications when the articles come out. It's definitely some good content that you guys put together.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I got to wrap things up. I really appreciate you joining me.
Yeah, happy to have you.
Dude, it's always a pleasure getting together.
Oh, yes.
All right, everybody, I got to do it again just because Mike queued me up. This has been the FinOps Nexus podcast. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify because guess what? We're out of here.